Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We are on Lamed Zayin, about 8 lines from the bottom, where it says Mesvei. And it says Mesvei. So we had a discussion. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, if you free an Eved, it depends why you freed him. If you freed him to become an Eved, then he becomes your Eved. Or maybe the other guy's Eved. But if you freed him to be free, he becomes free. Rosh Hashanah says, no. I mean, no matter what, he doesn't become free. So now we said, then we had a machlok, it's a bayin rav, is it before yeish, is it after yeish, what's going on here exactly? Meisvei, 1 second. Amal hen Rabbi Shur Megamliel, they told Rabbi Shur Megamliel, kishem she mitzvah liftos es b'nei chorin, kach mitzvah liftos es avodin. Just like it's a mitzvah to free people, it's a mitzvah to free avodin. Right? Now 1 second. Bishlom ala abaya, according to abaya, that makes sense. Because Abaye said to Amar Lefnei Yeyush, he said it's before Yeyush, so why are you freeing somebody? Just like you free free people, right. So too you free Avadim. Hainu Kishem, Hainu Kamar Kishem. That's why it says Kishem. El Rava, but according to Rava, Damal Acha Yeyush, Dacha Yeyush, only after Yeyush. So why are you freeing the Avad? So you don't want other Avadim to do that.
Right?
Hai Kishem? Nothing to do with that. Just like you free people, you should free avodim. Nothing to do with that. Rav's reason was totally different. It was so that no one else... Mishum Chizkiyahu. It's because the Chizkiyahu is vart. That what? We don't want to encourage slaves to run away. So nothing to do with that. Kishim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalcha Rava. Right. Rav Shir Ben Gamliel. Lo havi yada maika amar Rabbanan. He wasn't sure what the Rabbanan's reason was. He wasn't sure. Vachi kamalahu. Ilif ne yeyosh. If it's before yeyosh. Kamrisu. If you tell him it happened before yeyosh. Hainu kishem. That's kishem. Right? Just like free people. Free avadim. Be'ilacha yeyesh kamisu. And if it's after yeyesh taka, there's no reason to free the guy. Just because you don't want to encourage runaways. Then hainu kichizin kimid chizkiya. You're right. It's chizkiya's reason. You're right. And achanami. But the Mishnah only mentioned half the story.
Didn't we have about 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That a bearer took to behold that you ever, we had that.
We're going to get to that today. It's a good question. The Gemara asks that question. Today, in today's time, Gemara asks it, and you'll see. Ulurava de Amar la'acha Yeyush. Ulurabo Sheni. 1 minute. Rava said if it's after Yeyush, right? And it goes to the second master frees him. He not doesn't free him, he redeems him, he rescues him, whatever, he ransoms him. Rabo Sheni, Miman Konile. How did he inquire this guy? From who did he acquire? From who? The Gemara says, Misha Boy, from the guy. What? The guy that kidnapped him. Right? No, Shaboy Gufa Mikonila. How'd the guy get him? How'd the guy acquire this guy?
Kidnapped
him. That doesn't mean he's the owner. What?
How you call it at the beginning?
It's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that question. But once, I own this Evan. Right, I own the Eved. Now my guy, the guy took him away. So therefore what? Now the guy owns him? There's rules about how you acquire something by stealing. But it's all tied into Yeish, really. Anyway. So the Gemara says, Kani lei lemaisi yadav. He acquires him to work him. Says Rashi. There's a key Rashi here. We'll see. Lemaisi yadav. Right? See the Rashi with lemaisi yadav? The second to last Rashi? The Yisrael kani le miyado lemaisi yadav bekaspa. The Yisrael acquires him by paying for him. Ulagufe and his body he acquires l'tvila l'shem avdus by putting him in the mikvah l'shem avdus kidarina biyavamas bacholitz vafilu mal l'tavel gabe rabo rishon. Even if the first master did that, right, Shia? The first master somehow gets a hold of this heaven. I don't know. He's a baby. He's mal. He gives him a mila. He gives him tefillah, right? Kari Ashabai b'yeish l'maisi yadav. The first master, the guy acquires him with yeish, right? The master, I'm never getting this guy back. I'm never getting this Eved back. Yeah, I raised, but an Eved's not a slave like you think in the South before the Civil War. It's not what an Eved is. It's a half a Jew. They keep mitzvahs like a woman. What kind of avdus is that? I don't know. We can't even imagine such a thing. No such thing like that. There are people in the world today that are slaves. Not like this slave, who has mitzvahs like a woman. Not such a thing. So You gave him. You got. I don't know how exactly you acquired these avadim. That's a cheat. I don't know. But you have him. You put him in the mikvah. You give him a bris milah. You give him a bris milah. He now works for you. He's an eved, right? And now someone stole him.
How can a guy be kind to a person like that?
So Gemara asked him that question. So how the guy stole him? So how did the guy steal him? So he only stole the rights to work him. Right? Now he's by me. You want to go get him? My army's bigger than your army. It happens in the world. Right? You want him back? You want him back? Come get him back.
Playing a kidnapping.
Right, the kidnapping, exactly. So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, you associate about his work. Never get that worker back.
No.
Now, what about his status as a half a Jew? That didn't change. Right? Even a Jew could do that. You could sell him to me, and now he works for me. Right? Now a Jew, an Eved Ivri, will go out in Yovel. Eved Kenani, Eved Mishtoil Olam. He'll work forever. Okay? So it's a funny little situation going on here. It's going to get more hard. It's going to get harder in a few minutes. Now we're up to the bottom line. The Amr Shlakish. How do you know a guy can acquire an Eved, another guy, Oved Kochavim, to work him? So atem kenuyim mehem, you can acquire them. Veloheim konim mikem, they can't acquire you. A guy can't acquire a Jew. In a minute, we're going to see a guy can acquire a Jew, but that's just to work them, right? We have in Parshas Bahar, you redeem Jews that are taken by goyim.
Not to sell,
right? Veloheim konim zemizeh, and they can't acquire each other. Yachal, I would think, lo yiknu zeh zeh. They can't acquire each other. So one second. Yachal, lo yiknu zeh zeh. Hamarta, lohim konim zeh mizeh. We just said that. So the Mamash said the same thing twice. Hachi kamar, this is what it means. Lohim konim zeh mizeh lagufo. They can't acquire each other in the guf. They don't really own them. Yachal, lo yiknu zeh zeh maisi yadav. They can't even acquire the maisi yadav. Hamarta kalvachomer, it's a kalvachomer. Ovid kochavim. Ovid kochavim Yisrael kona. A Jew can acquire a guy. So Ovid, is that how I read it? Yeah. Ovid kochavim. Ovid kochavim. Ovid kochavim lo. So a guy can't acquire a guy. If a guy can acquire a Jew, a guy can't acquire a guy. We just said a minute ago, a guy can't acquire a Jew. So Rashi explains in the last wide line over here, the Ovid kochavim kona chaveiro. No. I'm sorry. Next line, lo kolshkein, ve'ema hani mili bekaspa. That's only by if you pay for it. Bechazak avol chazaka lo, not with chazaka. So Rashi says, hani mili do'ovik kochavim kone chaveiro bekaspa. Dumya do'ovik kochavim kone Yisrael bekesef. A guy could also acquire a Jew. Dechsev, like it says, mikesef mikdaso be'ivri hanimkar lo'ovik kochavim. It could be a Jew is sold to a guy. It's in Parshas Bahar. The kniyas ovik kochavim, but ovik kochavim, and a guy acquiring another guy, hayalaf delay the kniyas ovik kochavim be Israel. From the fact that a guy can acquire a Jew. If a guy can acquire a Jew, then for sure a guy can acquire a guy. No question about that. Right? Then the next Rashi said, I would think that's only with money. How do you know it's with chazaka? So, Bamar of Papa, Amon and Moav, Tiaru b'sichon. Amon and Moav, right? With Mataher Sichon. What does that mean? Right? That means that. Right. Sichon, you know, the Bnei Israel not allowed to start up with Ammon and Moav. But Sichon captured Ammon and Moav. So now Ammon and Moav now is fair game. Why? It's not Ammon and Moav anymore, it's owned by Sichon. So what do you see? Sichon didn't pay. He just went in and took him. So what do you see? That a guy can acquire a guy. And this is very complicated here, right? The point we want to get out of this is less complicated than the actual Gemara that we're reading. So complicated Gemara here. What's going on here, right? So the Gemara says, Ashkechon Ovid Kochavim. Ovid Kochavim Yisrael Minolon. How do you know that a guy can acquire a Jew with Chazaka? Dechziv V'yasha Bimenu Shevi. And they captured a captive. That captive was a Jew. So Rashi says over here, Bechazaka, right? Rashi says Bechazaka, Kigon, for example, Shaboy, a guy, Shehuchzakbo, Vikano, Becheskas, Yeish. He acquires somebody. Yeish sets in. Kishehefkiru Rabo, the master gives up hope. Kishenis Yoish Haimenu, he has Yeish. The Chazaka She Eved Kinani Niknebo, Hainu Chazaka Shal Avdos. What does it mean a Chazaka of an Eved? It's a Chazaka of Avdos. He'll Bisho, he'll Nilo, put his shoes on him, and clothing. Her Chitzol Rabbi has to wash his master. That means you're an Eved. Free people are not forced to wash other people. Either they get paid for it, or they don't do it. This guy's being forced to do it. That's an Eved. Right? Kedetanya Beisha Niknes, Vinihi, the Israel Karl of Gachav Mechazaka, the Iskish Avadim Lakarka, right? Avadim Akapeta Karka, Aval Ove Kochavim Lokani Karka Becheskas Bechazaka Ki Israel, Ella Kal Kinyano Bekesef. Okay, fine. So that ends the story. What do we see from all that? That there was a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether or not when an Eved runs away and you redeem him, right? Does he go with you, or does he go back to the first master, or does he go free? Okay. Amar of Shemin Bar Abba Amar B'Yochanan Eved Shabarach Mibes Asurim. If an Eved runs away from a prison, Yotzal Lacheres, he goes out free, right? Right. So what happened here? Rashi says, is the Eved Kenani of Yisrael, he was captured, and then he escaped. He goes out free. Why does he go out free? Not only that, Elishakofen has Rabbo Vakose Vlo Get Shechor. We make the rabbi write him a Get Shechor.
The master.
We make the master.
It's not automatic.
Well, it's not automatic, but we force him to do that. Tanan, Rab Shir Megam Leel Omer. One second.
Get Shechor for the guy?
In Eved Kenani, yeah. Tanan, we learned. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Benkach u Benkach Yishtabed. No matter what, he goes back. Right? V'omar Rabba Bar Barachana, Omer B'yachanan, Kol Mokom Shoshana Rav Shimon ben Gamliel V'mishnatzenu Halacha Kamoso. We always hold up Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that the slave goes back. Rav Yochanan said that no, he goes out free.
Right.
Not only that, so the Gemara says, one second, Rav Yochanan said he goes out free, but Rav Yochanan also said we hold up Rav Shimon ben Gamliel always. Except for three cases. Chutz, Mi'orev, Tzidon, Rayachrona. Three cases we don't have to go into now. Otherwise, in all these other cases, we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So how can Rav Yochanan on the one hand say we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and on the other hand say that if an Eved ran away, he goes out free? Why should that be? Bishlom ala Baya. Oh, second. So Baya makes sense. Mukila, Lahai Lifnei Yeyush, Lahai L'Acha Yeyush. Two cases. Our Mishnah was Lifnei Yeyush. There's after Yeyush. And maybe Rav Shimon would agree with after Yeyush. Maybe he would agree. El l'Rava dam l'acha Yeyush kasha de b'yochanan de b'yochanan. But according to Rava, they're both talking about after Yeyush. So one second, how come Rav Yochanan in a Mishnah Rav Shimon Gamliel said he doesn't go free, even if it's after Yeyush, and in this Bryce over here he does go free. It's kasha de b'yochanan. So amalach Rava. Now time amay mishum dechizkia. The whole reason why we make him go back. Is because of Chizkiah. What did Chizkiah say yesterday? Chizkiah said, we don't want to encourage runaways. That's the whole reason. So we don't want to encourage people to... It wasn't runaways. They're going to join the army, right? They're going to go to the geisels, which are soldiers. So Boreach Shiny. A guy who runs away is totally different. Why? Because Hashta Lekatla Masa Nafshe. By running away, there's a death sentence on your head. He ran away. Listen to what he did. This guy was captured, and then he ran away. He ran away from the prison. He escaped from jail. So isn't there a death warrant on his head? Yes, there is. So Apuli Apple Nafshila Geisos. Well, now he's going to go join the army.
No.
Doesn't make any sense. They're going to turn him right in. Therefore, in this case, yeah, even if Shirming Amlil would agree. He goes out free, right?
What, if they capture him, he doesn't go back as an
Eved? What? No, I'm sorry. Not that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree. This is an exception to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's an exception. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about normal people. This guy's already in a totally different category. So you know what? If he did that, he goes out free. What's going to happen? It's going to encourage what? It's going to encourage people that are in jail to escape.
No,
so it's a far-fetched thing.
Exactly.
It's not encouraging anything.
Right.
Brother's fear was that you're going to encourage Avadim to somehow get free. Right? They're going to put themselves in a situation where these left-wingers are going to try to free them. That's not going to happen here.
No, they're going to usually risk their lives to set themselves free. So they can be free.
But that's a minority, because more people would rather be alive and be an Eved than be free and be dead. Right?
Right, but all these years...
History proves that's true. Yes. They'd rather stay an Eved, at least I'm alive. Right? So you have once in a blue moon, you have a guy who's going to risk that. That's a minority. Right? But to go, for somebody to go to run to get asylum, that's very common. So the Ravas, I don't want to encourage that, asylum. So you know what? They have to go back. But if this happens, this is a very very unusual case. Then here it's different.
So if you capture him, you don't have to return him back as a mother?
In this case, when the guy was in jail and he ran away and they wanted to look at to kill him, and you find him, now he's free. That's a very unusual case. I'm saying to Mar Shmuel Ishtaboy, the maidservant of Shmuel got captured. Purke Lishum Amsa Vishadule. So they redeemed her. They redeemed her on condition to bring her back to Shmuel's house. Send her back. Sholchale Anan Kirshir Megamliel Svirule. Svirulan. I hold Kirshir Megamliel. That's what Shmuel said. At you, Inami Kirabanan Svirulach. Even if you hold the Kirabanan, Anan Lishum Amsa Parkin and Lenehile. Even if you hold like Kirshir Megamliel, even if you hold the Tanakama in the Mishnah, I still redeemed her to go back to you. Right? I didn't redeem. The Inu suffer from the Yeish. They thought it was before Yeish. Right? They thought it was before Yeish. But below he was not true.
What's the question?
Correct. Right. Correct. So below he wasn't true. La'acha Yeish Hava. It was after Yeish. Ushmuel lo miboy deshtabuye lo mishtabdele. There was no question she doesn't go back. There's no question she doesn't go back. Why not? Because it was after Yeish. Right? And we don't hold like Ushir Megamliel. No, he held up a Shir Megalil, but no, we don't hold like that. So there was no question. Ela Gita de Chemusa Nami Lo Atzricha. She doesn't even need to get Shichmer. She's just free without it. Shmuel Taimei, Tama Shmuel, Hamafker Avdo, Yotzel Lechemus, the Ain Tzarech get Shichmer. Right? You don't need to get Shichmer. Shnema, like it says, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. What Eved Ish Velo Eved Isha? What, only a man, not a woman? No, Ella Eved she ain't lo reshus l'rabba olav kari Eved. If you have reshus on you, you're called an Eved. She ain't lo reshus l'rabba olav. If you don't, if the master doesn't have reshus on you, ain't kari Eved. You're not called an Eved.
Isn't that the essential component that he has reshus over you?
Exactly. So what happened? He ran away after she was captured. It's not in my possession anymore. She's captured. Now somehow it's going to happen. I'm going to get her back in 2 years. That's she's free. Now, just everyone points out, Shmuel here argues above on Rabbi Yochanan, who said, no, she does need to get Shechor. That's a machlokas. They're allowed to argue on each other, right? Okay.
Those who redeemed her as a slave, would they expect compensation from you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sending her back.
I think the Gemara was going to say that the reason why the people would do this is so that if it happens to them, someone will do it for them.
Right?
It's like a system. Anytime you see an Eved that you can bring back to the master, you do it. That did in America also, right? Anytime you find, you're able to return a slave to the master, you do that. Why? So when it happens to me, someone will do it for me. That's what I thought the Gemara was going to say. Maybe someone will be shown. Maybe I remember that in the back of my head from somewhere. Right? It's a system to encourage helping out your neighbor when you need it, right? I drive you to the airport, so when I need it, you'll drive me to the airport. Life is like that, right? So same thing, what's the difference if it's driving to the airport or getting the Eved back? Right? Do people do favors for each other? Right? Amsei the Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, Ishtaboy. Right? The maidservant of Abba Bar Zutra got captured. Pirkei Hahu Tarmuda Lashum Itzisa. So some guy from the town of Tarmud redeemed her to be his wife. Wanted to marry her. He's a guy. Right? So Shalchalei Ludidei Iyaz Avdis. If you want to do the right thing, Shadarle get the chirusa. Write her a get shichur. Let her go. The guy's marrying her. At least she shouldn't be an aveira. She's half a Jew, right? Send her a get shichur, and then she's free.
As a non-Jew?
It's a funny thing, right?
How does that work? I mean,
yeah. Oh, 1 second.
Well, once she becomes free,
she's a Jew. It's a good question. I didn't think of that question. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Let's see if the Gemara asked that question. Hey, chidami. 1 second. What's the case? I demotsui parkale. Right? If the Bezdin could have redeemed her, right? If the guy would have accepted a ransom from the Beis Din, why should he get shechwar? Right? Yeah. Just get her back. The guy wants to marry her. Who cares what the guy wants to marry her? Get her back. If you can get her back, get her back. What are you letting the guy take away? You get her back, get her back. Now we're going to see in a minute. E de lo mati pirkile. And if the guy doesn't want to accept, we're going to see in a minute that the guy didn't want to take anything to do.
The rabbi could not ransom.
Right, because the guy wouldn't allow rabbis to redeem slaves. A guy they would, but not the rabbi, not the Jew. So if the Jew had no power to get the lady back, so shadolei get the shechah, my hava. What's sending to get shechah going to help?
Yeah, I know.
Right? So the Gemara says, "Olam demati parkile." No. Really, you can. They would let. Listen, money's money, right? They hate Jews, but they like money more than they hate Jews. The kivan de meshado legita de cherusa. Will you send her a get shichur? Chavure mechavre adadi uparkile. It's going to raise everyone's awareness, and somebody's going to read. Oh my goodness, they're sending her a get shichur. They're losing this girl. We'll raise the funds. We'll go get her back. V'by saying. What? It's exactly. Or you could say no. La'olam de'lo mati parkile. The guy wouldn't allow it. Right? The kivan de meshad de lagita de chirusa mislaz la ba'ape. But what happened was, when you send a get shichwar to the woman, the guy loses interest in her. Why? Because she's like, used stuff. Right? Because the guy says, oh, she's a Jewish thing's going on over here. I don't want her. I don't want to be involved with this girl. That's all. That's what's going on.
Is this a case of pigeon shroyim, or will they have to say the
demon? I don't know if it's pigeon shroyim by an eved. I don't know. We're going to get to that soon.
Why? If it's a Jew by a guy, then it's a pigeon shroyim.
It's not a Jew. She's an eved.
Half
a Jew, I know.
Half Jew.
The first scroll answers that it's publicized that she was actually a maidservant to a Jew.
Right.
So then, wouldn't want her as a wife.
I hear. Interesting, right? She even worked for a Jew. She's no good. She's no good, right? Umufarikla, and then you'll be able to redeem her. Aye, Vamar Mar, Chaviva Lehen, Behem Nashay Yisrael, Yosem Yinei Shazayin. You hear this? It's a very, very difficult line. That a guy would rather be with a behemoth of a Jew than with his own wife. So what do you mean that if she works for a Jew, she's tainted? Just the opposite. They'd rather be with the animals of Jews than be with their own wife. So for sure, a human being, a woman. So the Gemara says, no, Hani Mili Betina, that's only in private. Those are the desires of the guy, in private. Avel b'farhesia zila b'milsa. In public, I don't go near a Jew. I don't have anything to do with a Jew, right? It's a disgrace to be seen with a Jew, even a maidservant of a Jew. That's in public. In private, it's not true. Okay. Hayi amsa. There was a maidservant. Tahave b'pumpadisa from Pumpadisa. Tahave kama abdi be anche isura. And they were violating her. People were violating her. They were having their way with her. Well, who's stopping her? Who's stopping it?
She was
a maidservant for a Jew. Yeah. The man went on a vacation, and while they were away, everyone was violating her. Who's
her fellow?
No. Anybody? I don't know. Goya, maybe Jews. Anybody?
They were raping her.
Because what's the consequences? There's no isser, because she's an eved, and maybe there is an isser, but it's a very small isser, and they were violating her. So Amar Abaya.
At a minimum, she's property somebody else's. What's the damage?
It's stealing. What's the damage?
It's stealing.
Okay, so I hear. But Abaya was the more concerned with the isser of being with a woman, right? So Amar Abaya, he loved Amar Vuda Mar Shmuel called Avshachar Avda over Basay. If not for the fact that he said that if you free a servant, you over an Asay, have a kinafiled lumara. I would force the master. The cost of luggage, the chirusa, let her free. Once she's a Jewish girl, no one's going to do this to her. No one does that to Jewish girls. Not Jews anyway. Right? They'll leave her alone. Ravina Amar, Kiha Mod Ravuda Bishum Milsa Di Sura. Here, Ravuda would agree that it's okay. Why? Because an isser is resulting. Maybe it is an isser, but it's a. Nobody cared about the isser because it wasn't a Jewish girl. She's a maidservant. Okay, so we're getting an Avera. But at least, we're not for shaming a Jewish girl. She's only an Evet. In this case, you're allowed to free her. Vabaya Mishur Misurulo. He didn't care about that. It wasn't a good enough of a reason for him. Right? Now, one second. Vabaya Mishur Misurulo. That wasn't a good enough reason for Abaya. What if I say, if not for the fact that I could, if I can, if I wish I could free the Zevet, because if not for the fact that it's an Aveira, I would free her. So Ravina said, no, you free her. This is going on. That wasn't good enough answer for Abaya. V'amar Rav Chanina bar Rav Ketina, Amar Vitzchak, Ma'itze be'isha achas. There was once a Jewish girl, Shechetia Shivcha, Shechetia Baschorin. She was half free and half slave. She wasn't, how could that be? She was a Shivcha owned by two people. One freed her and one didn't. That's going to be later. But right now, but until the master does that, the second master is forced to free her. Until he does that, what is she?
She's half
a thing. So who could she marry? The answer is nobody. The kafu is rabba v'asa bas chorin. They forced the master to free her.
Right?
V'amar of nachra by Yitzchak, minag hefker noguba. Everybody was having their way with her. Right? So you see from here that Isser is a reason enough to free her. So why can't you... What was Abaya's problem? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, how could you compare the two? Hasam, over there, Lola Evet Chazia, Lola Ben Chorin Chazia. She couldn't marry anybody. Right? She couldn't marry anybody. But there is one person she could marry, says the Marsha. So what? She's Chati Evet, Chati Bas Chorin. No. She can marry an Evet Ivri. Because an Evet Ivri is allowed to marry a Shevcha, and she's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So the fact that she's both doesn't stop him. So the Marsha says, Dad didn't have any Evet Ivris. Otherwise, he could have had her marry an Evet Ivri. Right? She belongs now, she's half an Evet to this guy. The other master freed her. So make this guy free her. What do you make him free her for? He forced him to marry an Evet Ivri. The answer is, I don't have any Evet Ivris. Right?
Right.
And maybe they will, but this was the case that happened. So they said, "Shor Abaya." You see, Abaya, it's a very common thing. So Hacha Efsher Demiachid La La Avdei Umintala. Here, put her in a room and lock the door. I don't understand. Right, guard her that no one should violate her. What's going on here? Right. So therefore, Abaya wasn't so keen on being over the Isser for this. Gufa, Amar Vuda Mashmuel, Kolam Ashachar Avda Over Basay. If you free an Eved, you over an Asay. Shinamar, like it says, Lo Olam Behem Tavodu. Right?
You have to work forever.
Right? Okay. So, what?
How about Yovel?
No, Yovel doesn't matter. Yovel doesn't matter. Nothing matters. So what about all the cases before where they kept freeing her? They kept freeing everybody. They run away, right?
Yeah, well,
so so the Ram Shif says if the slave is not going to work for you anyway, then there's no Isser. Like in all the cases where they ran away, and then they got freed, and then they broke out of jail, all these crazy cases from Amud Aleph. So what do we say? Write them a get shichur, or you don't even have to do that. They're free anyway. Anyway, they're not coming back to you. They're not coming back to you. So there's no Isser of freeing an Eved if anyway they're not by you. That's an important thing. There's no. First of all, we're going to see in a minute, not everyone holds it's an Isser. But even if you hold it's an Isser, once they're not by you anyway, then there's no Isser. So anyway, they're not here. Where are they? They ran away, the amnesty, all these... Anyway, they're not coming back to you. So then you might as well write a get shichur and do ka'alacha. And let whatever happens to her.
Let her move on.
But if she's in a normal situation, here she is in my house, you know what? I like you. I'm going to free you. That you're not allowed to do. Right? Now, it's not so simple either. So the Gemara says, one second, Meisvei, Meisvei, Rabbi Lazar, everyone knows this Gemara, there's a famous story with Rabbi Lazar, Shenichnas Beis HaKnesses, she went into a Beis HaKnesses, Falomata Asara, she couldn't find 10 people. Right, they couldn't find 10 people. V'shichur avdo v'shlima l'asara. So what did he do? He freed his eved to make a minion. Right? So the Gemara answers, mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah's different. Right? A mitzvah's different. By the way, in other Gemaras, the Gemara continues, but it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. What do you mean mitzvah shiny? It's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. And the Gemara answers, it's a mitzvah derabim. Whatever that means. Right? Whatever that means. That's the Gemara answers. Because for a minion. It's not just stam a mitzvah, it's for a mitzvah for a minion.
That's a mitzvah more than that in the Yechidus.
What?
That's a mitzvah.
Oh, so what kind of mitzvah is this? So some say, right? How could a mitzvah of a minion, which is only a Darabanan, davening with a minion is not a Daraisa. Davening might be a Daraisa, well, not with a minion.
It's a Kolei Dahara.
What?
Kolei Dahara means 10. Mm-hmm.
Correct. That's a remez. It's not a Daraisa, you have to daven with 10 people. It's an important thing. So some say, you see from here, how important it is to daven with a minion. Davening with a minion is so important, that it can violate an Avera. Yeah, what does he say?
He says that Israel is to free a slave because of an act of kindness.
You don't want to say that. Oh, because we're going to get to that. The Rabban says right here. So the Rabban says the only time you're not allowed to free an Eved is if you have some left wing leanings and you want to be like Abraham Lincoln, like your big right. That's not why he did it here. He did it for a minion.
Right.
So there's an ulterior reason why you're doing it. Nothing to do with the Eved. Nothing to do with being like Abraham Lincoln. Then it's mutter. That's what the Rabban says.
And afterwards...
Oh, that's what we force him to free her also.
In all those cases.
Because it's not an act of kindness.
It's not as a kindness because you like the Eved. It's a situation. You're not getting her back. You're not getting her back, so you might as well...
You're not getting her back. Other things are happening with her sins.
Exactly. It's not with her sins. So when you free her, because you're not doing it for her. You're not doing it for the Eved. You're doing it for other reasons. That's mutter. Like this. You're doing it for a minion. Some say you see from here the importance of a minion. Some say that it's not really an Isser. It's just it's a mitzvah derabanan, and the pasuk of Olam b'Tavod is an asmachta. It's not really an Isser. Those are the three answers.
So if it's only for a minion afterwards, it did.
No, you can't get her back. How do you, the guy's free. And you freed me for a minion, now I'm free.
Is it possible to revert back to
a No. Yeah. No, you can't get him back. What? Right. But it's different. Okay. Tamar Banan. It's only a Rishus anyway. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva or Mechova. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a Chov. You're not allowed to do that. So Vidilma, Rabbi Lazar, Savala, Commander Amar Rishus. Maybe Rabbi Lazar held that it's a Rishus, and therefore he freed him for a minion. That's why he did it. No, don't think that. The Tanya Behedi, it says straight out, Rabbi Lazar, or Mechova. Rabbi Lazar held it's a Chov. You're not allowed to. So why did he do it? He needed a minion. Amar Rabba, Bahani Tlas Mili, Nachis Balibatim, Menachsehon. You want a segula for parnasa? Keep these three things. You get a segula for parnasa, right? Do these three things. You won't lose your livelihood. What are they? Number one, the mafki of dayo b'chevu. So don't free your avadim. Number two, saidi sairi nechasayo b'shabsa. Don't go look at your stuff on Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is not a time to count your inventory. Is that what it means?
He's saying, if you do these things, you will lose your wealth.
Correct. If you do these things, you will lose your wealth. So if you don't do them, you're not going to lose your wealth, right?
It says over here they were inspecting their fields.
Right, they're inspecting their...
What they have to do for the next week.
Exactly. What's coming up this week? Let me look at my schedule. Let me look at my appointment book. Let me look at my docket. Let me look at my appointment book. And then I'll decide on Shabbos. Nothing else to do anyway. Shabbos, right? And don't do that. And number three... Right, I make my Shabbos Suda when the shear is going on. I can't go to the shear, my Suda's down. Right, so it's talking about a situation. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas kava sudasa b'shabsa, achas kava sudasa b'erev Shabbos. One made it on Shabbos, one made it on the Erev Shabbos. Ushtehen nekru. And they both were uprooted. It's the opposite. They lost all their wealth, right?
Erev Shabbos,
so what does Erev Shabbos mean? So Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says that Erev Shabbos is Beleili Shabbos, Friday night. The Ein Kan Kavod Shabbos, the Kain Malon Kavod Yom Kodem Kavod Laila. They made the Friday night the bigger Suda than the Shabbos day, the bigger Kavod Shabbos day, right? I think that like today, like that's not the case. Friday night's a much right? That's not the Iker. The Iker is Shabbos day. So that's a very harsh thing to say.
No, I don't think
we'll say nice
what? What?
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that Friday afternoon they used to eat.
No, that's the next pshat. V'heim ha'yu mischavdim b'shvil bittul b'smedesh. No, but the reason why they did that is because they didn't want to have to go to shul.
Yeah.
They want to go to the shir. That's the reason. Then he says, "V'ikud the mafarshi be'erev Shabbos mamash." It was an erev Shabbos, and they wouldn't have a tayavon to eat Shabbos. You're not supposed to have a big fat suda an hour before Shabbos.
You're not supposed to eat after chatzos.
Right. You want to taste. You could eat something.
That's only a snack.
Right. But to sit down with a big suda an hour before Shabbos, you're not supposed to do that.
Except it's perm.
Amar Rabba, Amar Rav, Hamakadesh Avdo Yotzal Lecheres. If you free your eved, if you makadesh your eved. What does it mean? You're a Kaddish, your Eved? You donate your Eved to the Beis HaMikdash. He goes out free. My timer. Why? Gufa lo Kaddish. You can't be Makaddish to Gufa an Eved to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Because an Eved is not an animal. Even if you're Makaddish a zebra, which is not a kosher animal, the Beis HaMikdash will accept it and they'll sell it. For some reason, by an Eved, you can't do that. So if you can't, and Ludemi, Loka Amar, you didn't mention anything about money, the equivalent. The value of my, you didn't say that. Therefore, v'lehevele am kadosh k'amar. What you meant to say was, I'm makadosh my eved. What you meant to say was, I'm making him a Jew. I'm freeing him. Rabbi Yosef amar rav, hamafkir avdi yotzal l'cheres. If you mafkir your eved, he also goes out free. Now, manda amar makdish, koshkin mafkir. If you hold it, you makdish, so for sure if you mafkir. Manda amar mafkir, avo makdish lo, right? V'dilma l'dmika amar. Maybe you meant to say, what I'm doing is, I'm giving the value of my Eved. Ibailahu, tzarech get shikhar or lo tzarech? Do you need to get shikhar in such a case or not? Tashma, adam rav chieber avin amar rav, echad zeh, both these two cases, machtish or mafkir, yotzal lecheres v'tzarech get shikhar. You need to get shikhar. Amar rav, umazvina nashmaitin. So we looked into this vart. Hamakdish nechasav. If someone's makdish is nechasam, vayu avadim, and he had avadim, ein agizbor and mashayim lahotzin lecheres. The gizbor can't let them go free. Avol mochrin osan lacherim. You sell them to someone else. Vacherim lahotzin osan lecheres, and the other guy will make him go free. Rabbi Omer, and he, I say, afhu no sin demi atzmo viyota afhu no sin demi atzmo. The eved can pay himself. Viyata, and he can go out free. Bnei shehu kimochrolo. It's as if it's a sale.
What do you get money from?
And then let's say he had money somehow. What do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here? That if you makdish an eved, he doesn't go out free. He has to buy himself. The gizmo has to give him to someone else. What's going on here? Masnis and karamis oled the rav. Well, you have a kash on rav from a mishnah. Rav tanahu polig. Rav is a tana, and he can argue on that. Right? Alright, let's go to 2 more minutes. Tashma. It says, Ach kol cherem me adam. That if a cherem is a donation. So it means, Elu avadav ushvachiv hakananim. These are avadim and shvachos and that you want to donate. And what happens to them? They're donated. You just said a minute ago that you can't donate an eved. Right? Hacha mayaskinan damaludmi. You said, no, you didn't say I'm donating the eved. You can't do that. You can't do that. Well, I'm donating their value. Whatever they're worth, that's what I'm donating. Right? I hachi idach nami da'amaludmi. So why a minute ago didn't we give that answer? Why did we give an answer that no, it was because the Rav can argue on that. Rav Zatana. Why didn't we give the same answer? So the Gemara says, because he couldn't have given an answer. I hachi ena gizbar v'shayim ha'otzian l'cherus gizbar maya v'detayu. What do you mean the gizbar? You didn't give them anything. You just said I'm giving the value. So obviously, what's the gizbar tumbling? The answer is you did give the eved. That's why we couldn't give that answer. The answer doesn't make any sense, right? V'su avol mochrin osan lacher v'acher matin osan lacheris. Acher my eved atayu. What other people are there? What are you talking about? All you said was I'm giving the value. The answer is you didn't say that. You said I'm giving the eved. How could you give the eved? Rav argues on that. Rav says you can give an eved. Right. Next one. V'su Rabbi Omar ni afu nosin dme atzmo v'yotzeb dey shuma kirolo. Right. Even though he could pay himself. Why can he pay him? He can buy back himself. It's like a sale. Ila de me, I have nation makirolo. What do you mean? If you just give the value of the money, what do you mean because it's a sale? All you donated was the value of money. Obviously, it's not what you donated. You donated the evidence itself. How could that work? The answer is because it's a machlokas. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.